Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. And if you have been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And the reason is that we know you're going to get smarter because we got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, and she is the world's expert on healthcare public policy. She's the author of the brand spanking new book, and I mean today, is launching today, right here. You're the first people to hear about it on the planet, on my show, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's such a pleasure to be with you, and I do think it's how wonderful and how appropriate that on the morning that our book is being launched, that you are my very first interview to talk about this book. And I think that I have not been had any closer friendships with anybody that has a national audience than you, and it's just delightful and really, really proud to be with you today and all the good work you do. I am one of your many admirers in your vast audience of listeners.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Grace Marie, and I'm of course, you know, you and I've been pulling on this issue, this healthcare reform issue. You joined. In fact, this interview is your 13th anniversary.
Oh my goodness! I hope this is a good luck 13.
I think that's what that means. But thank you for allowing us the honor of helping you launch your book, and we wouldn't want it any other way. The title is Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. You know, I wish you'd quit beating around the bush, Grace Marie.
Why don't you say what you really think? And the subtitle is How the New Healthcare Law Drives Up Costs, Puts Government in Charge of Your Decisions, and Threatens Your Constitutional Rights. Yeah. Just in case anybody was concerned about where we might stand.
Well, that's what we like about Grace Marie. She doesn't beat around the bush. So give us the overarching elements of why this is bad for America, and then in the next segment we'll get more into the details.
Well, four of us authors, me and three of my colleagues from other think tanks, the Heritage Foundation, Ethics and Public Policy Center, and the American Enterprise Institute, were just so convinced that the American people are being fooled. I mean, the president talks about nothing but the little small stuff. You're going to hear him talking about tax credits for small business and the high-risk pools and some of the insurance regulations that they've already done, as though that's this whole law. And we thought it was really important to have in one place a book that describes how this law is going to affect families and young people and senior citizens and taxpayers, business owners, doctors and patients, people with health problems. So each chapter is really targeted to help people understand what this law is going to do to you. And then we talk about what we should have done instead. We have a chapter on, you know, we could have written the whole book on what we should do instead, but we have a chapter on the direction we should have taken. And we have a chapter talking about what people can do now to fight back. This is in law, but it's really not in place. Most of it doesn't take place until 2014. That's when the freight train, this light we see at the end of the tunnel, it is a freight train, and it is coming at us.
The cost for the thing is happening now, though, right? I mean, they're trying to get it funded right now, even though they're not going to spend any money on this until 2014. Isn't that right?
Well, the funding was really part of the legislation. It's built into it because they made it entitlement funding.
Yeah.
So once January 1, 2014 comes around, all these huge new subsidies, $1 trillion in subsidies, start flowing to expand Medicaid, the worst health care program on the planet, to 20 million more people. These huge new subsidies that are going to put tens of millions more people into government-run health care.
Which is already bankrupting states.
And the spigot really starts to flow. What Congress is trying to do is defund some of the early stuff, the IRS agents that they're going to have to hire to enforce all these mandates.
Right.
Some of the early smaller provisions just to put the marker down that Congress is going to try to throw roadblocks up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, Jim, by the way, think that because the House voted to repeal it, done deal.
Yeah.
Several courts have declared it unconstitutional. And so the tenor, people have calmed down, which is fine with the president. He's fine with that.
Yeah.
Because he thinks, you know, this is in law. Nobody needs to do anything. This is going to happen anyway.
Grace Marie, hold on to that thought. But folks, the book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And you can find it on this website, wrongforamericabook.com. 22. We're going to get more into the weeds, especially how it affects small businesses after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.